Umakayim emunasa rishene afar. Hashem maintains his faith to those who sleep in the dust. Very cryptic line. What does it mean? Magid Tzedek explains. Now, how do we know that Tchias HaMesim is going to take place? Where do we see any kind of hint to it in the Torah itself? Pasuk says, Hashem Yishba Hashem la'aviseichem la'seis lahem, in the Shema, that Hashem swore to your fathers to give to them. To them, not to you. And therefore, since it's referring that Hashem will give in the future land to people who lived in the past, that's a reference to Tchias HaMesim. And that's what we mean in Makayim Emunasa Deshene Afar. That Hashem was good for his word. He will establish his oath, that which he swore, to those who are still buried in the ground. They're the forefathers. That's Hashem Nishba, Hashem La'aviseichem La'aseis Lahem. That Hashem swore to your fathers to give to them. The Pasuk in Shema. That is being referred to in Umakayim Emunasa Deshene Afar. You can take it a little bit further. The Eish Lavram explains, what does it mean, Deshene Afar? They're sleeping in the ground. Those really are the Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Because they didn't really die. They're sleeping. They're only temporarily at rest. And yeah, Hashem promised to give them the land, and you'll do that. The Chassidisha Svarim, the Pritzadik, for example, Pritzadik HaKohen of Lublin, says in the name of the Ishbitzer Rebbe, that every single Jew, when it comes to Tchias HaMesim, also experience the same thing. It will turn out that they didn't die. They were just asleep. And in fact, the Pasuk says, Hikitzuv run l'sheikh ne'afa. Wake up and sing, those who dwell on the earth. And like the Gemara says about Yaakov Avinu, Loimes. Yaakov Avinu is still, conceptually speaking, alive. Makishu Lazaru, the Gemara compares him to his offspring. Just like Yaakov's offspring are alive, so he too is alive. And that means the whole way. That goes the whole way. That means that when a Jew dies, they're not gone. They're not finished. They might be down, but they're not out. They're down on the ground, but they're not finished here. Because this bracha of Gevurois is talking about the most awesome thing ever. Hashem's might, the mightiest thing that he can do and that he will do, is resurrect the dead. Something that we now see as being impossible. How could it be? How could it be? But we have complete emunah that Tchias HaMesim will take place. And therefore those that are dead are not gone forever. Umakayim Emunasa Deshene Afar is not just for the Avos Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but it's for all of us. Exactly how that could work? Leave it to Hashem. You know, if you can make a seed which looks so dead sprout into a living, flourishing tree, maybe he can bring us back from our bones or from particles. We'll wait and see how it happens. But we have a munna that it will. We're only asleep. We're not dead.